Welcome to a special episode of Cold Reads. Cold Reads is a weekly podcast read by Nathaniel Tower. Each week, Nathaniel invites an author to send his or her wildest story. Without reading the story ahead of time, Nathaniel records an audio version, trying to maintain his composure as the author takes the audience on a wild ride. For this special episode, I'm going to read a story sent by my friend David S. Atkinson. This story wasn't written by David. No one really knows who wrote it at this point. It's a bit of a gag story, something that is supposed to make people crack up when they read it out loud. And that's the whole point. So here's my attempt to read I Like Monkeys aloud without looking over it. Wish me luck. I'm told I'll need it. I Like Monkeys. I like monkeys. The pet store was selling them for 5 cents apiece. I thought that odd, since there were normally a couple thousand. I decided not to look a gift horse in the mouth. I bought 200. I like monkeys. I took my 200 monkeys home. I have a big car. I let one drive. His name was Sigmund. He was retarded. In fact, none of them were really bright. They kept punching themselves in their genitals. I laughed. Then they punched me in my genitals. I stopped laughing. I herded them into my room. They didn't adapt very well to their new environment. They would screech, hurl themselves off the couch at high speeds, and slam into the wall. Although humorous at first, the spectacle lost its novelty halfway into its third hour. 2 hours later, I found out why all the monkeys were so inexpensive. They all died. No apparent reason. They all just sort of dropped dead. Kind of like when you buy a goldfish and it dies 5 hours later. Damn cheap monkeys. I didn't know what to do. There were 200 dead monkeys lying all over my room. On the bed, in the dresser, hanging from my bookcase. It looked like I had 200 throw rugs. I tried to flush one down the toilet. It didn't work. It got stuck. Then I had one dead wet monkey and 199 dead dry monkeys. I tried pretending that they were just stuffed animals. That worked for a while. That is, until they began to decompose. It started to smell real bad. I had to pee, but there was a dead monkey in the toilet and I didn't want to call the plumber. I was embarrassed. I tried to slow down the decomposition by freezing them. Unfortunately, there was only enough room for 2 monkeys at a time, so I had to change them every 30 seconds. I always had to eat all the fruit in the freezer, so it didn't all go bad. I tried burning them. Little did I know, my bed was flammable. I had to extinguish the fire. Then I had one dead wet monkey in my toilet, 2 frozen monkeys in my freezer, and 197 dead charred monkeys on a pile on my bed. The odor wasn't improving. I became agitated at my inability to dispose of my monkeys and to use the bathroom. I severely beat one of the monkeys. I felt better. I tried throwing them away, but the garbage man said that the city was not allowed to dispose of charred primates. I told him I had a wet one. He couldn't take that one either. I didn't bother asking about the frozen ones. I finally arrived at a solution. I gave them out as Christmas gifts. My friends didn't know quite what to say. They pretended that they liked them, but I could tell they were lying. Ingrates. So I punched them in the genitals. I Like Monkeys. That was I Like Monkeys, author unknown. This was a special episode of Cold Reads. I had a lot of fun reading this story. I must say I'm confused as to how all these monkeys could have fit on the bed if only 2 of them would fit in the freezer at a time. Kind of odd. I think the guy should have tried eating the monkeys. Cooking them and eating them. That probably would have been the best solution. Thanks for listening to I Like Monkeys. I'll be back soon with a real episode of Cold Reads.